You're listening to DraftKings Network.
There's so much going on.
Yeah.
This place is... Roy's not supposed to be here.
No, it's my day
Why
off.
Why is Roy here?
He... Becky's in town, for those
you
who don't know.
You guys get days off?
We have work from home days, and today was one of them for me.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
It, unfortunately, it's also teacher's planning day. So Claire's here.
Hey, Claire.
The princess.
Yeah, Claire's running out there.
She's running out
there? There she goes. She's coming. She's coming.
Coming in?
I don't know. She came running through the door. I saw her hands up, and she went swooshing by like a car on the highway.
Claire said, I am not her brother. I said, what's up,
what?
My sister? She said, you are not my brother.
Wow.
Oh. I said, well, technically.
I mean, technically.
The logistics of it all.
Yeah, I mean.
If you want to get bogged down in the details. Yeah.
We all sons and daughters under God's eye. That makes you my brother.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to Mystery Crate, brother.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mystery Crate. So I was thinking about. Tony, I don't think you were here. I think Roy was. Maybe Jeremy, too. I don't think Lucy was here yet. But about Danny McBride.
Yeah.
And how he's not down for the new theater experience. Like eating dinner and doing all that stuff. I have to agree with him. I'm okay with the bars.
Yeah.
Cause
so you don't like the Cine Bistro experience?
No. I don't like... I don't mind the food, but if you're bringing me a fork and knife... That's not the setting for that.
I don't feel like hearing people eat while watching the movie.
That and
well,
like,
you hear people eat no matter what.
Well, yeah, but then
popcorn's
there's
crunchy.
The thing is that the food, if you do the Cine Bistro experience, super expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to end up paying like $65 for a mediocre steak. Because how good could it be?
Well, that's not you getting a steak.
Oh, I know, but it's there.
Yeah, but just because it's there doesn't mean you have to.
So what should I get instead?
Something handheld.
Not the hot steak. Dog.
The chicken tendies next
to
the thing?
Yeah, okay. The bigger issue with I have with those kind of places is that you can't eat something with a fork and knife or something that is not hand to mouth automatically. You know what I mean? Like if you eat a sandwich, you have to be looking at the sandwich, kind of looking up at the screen, or if you're like trying to pick something up from like a plate, you're looking down from the movie, right? Popcorn's perfect because you just kind of
how often though does your food make it to the movie?
I've never done one, to be honest.
No, but I'm saying like if you like you eat anything, the only thing that makes it to the actual movie is the drink.
Yeah, sure.
The pretzel or whatever else that I'm eating is gone. Before I even get through the previews.
I get the big boy popcorn.
So. I bring in street snacks every single time, bro. I stop by the store, get the big bag of chips, the big bag of almonds, my big bag of water.
And a hoodie, you know, and you look like you weigh 400 pounds when you walk in.
They don't even care no more.
They
walk in with stuff now.
I haven't had somebody stop me in a long time.
In Connecticut, I was there by myself and I had nothing to do, so I would go to the movies all the time. And I wear like a big ass coat in the winter, but there was a McDonald's right next door, so I would stop by.
McDonald's.
Get like two McChickens, get like a whole bunch of stuff. And then I had my own water bottle that I would go straight to the Coke machine, spill a little bit of water. Nobody say shit to me, and I just walk in and keep going.
When I was a kid, remember when they have, like the older guys would know this, but McDonald's used to have 29 cent, 39 cent like Sundays.
Hamburgers.
Yeah, my mom would take us to the theater with this huge
burgers bag,
the whole bottom of that bag lined with burgers, just handing them out to everybody. Yeah.
And if you're in the movie theater, the correct time to eat, because we can all hear you eating them loud at popcorn, digging hand in the chips. Look, this is when you eat. Whenever some action happens on the screen and then the car chase happens, go ahead, dig in. Eat as much as you
hurry
can.
Up,
nobody can hear nothing. But when the dialogue goes by, it should be like a sign, like quiet.
Could not agree with you more, Juju. I'm someone who before, like if I have a candy or something like that, I'm opening every wrapper before the movie starts. Just
good
to make sure that when I want to go to the food, I'm not making that like crinkly sound.
Right.
Because it's a nightmare when you hear that happening in the middle of an important scene or important dialogue. And same sort of deal. Like I will purposefully avoid eating when I realize that all of a sudden the movie's a little more quiet. I'm going to wait until there's at least some music going on or something so that way it's not just like hearing me with the horrible sounds that we try to edit out of this podcast. Like,
so did you watch?
Terrible.
Did you watch?
You care about people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roy, you got to be courteous.
Do you?
Yeah, yes. Man. Yeah. I that's the number one thing. Like the worst movie experience I ever had was A Quiet Place. Because you can't do anything. You can't do anything. And then, of course, I had like teenagers behind me and they were making noise. And then, you know, that one guy, there's always that one guy who like very short fuse does not like young people.
Is it and, you?
No, not me. Oh. No.
Look, it might be me, bro, because I turn around on your ass. Hey, I want you to see me turn around. Like, hey, bro, eating the hell out of them chips, man. Come on, bro.
But this whole conversation brought me around to, like, what a bad first date going to the movies is. Mm. It's a terrible first date. And then, of course, I made a top five worst dates of all time. Tony, my man, help me out with it. So we're going to start with number five. The worst first dates is a sporting event.
Depends on the sporting event, right?
Yeah, if it's baseball,
that's
you can
perfect.
Have a conversation.
But it depends on your interest. If I'm going to a Heat playoff game, don't speak to me.
Well, yeah.
We're locked.
Baseball's a crazy thing. I'm going on a date with I'm not taking no baseball.
Also, I don't
baseball
want a 4-hour date. Yeah.
No, but no, now with the pace of baseball, give me 2.5 hours.
She's
going to
be on her phone,
drinks.
On TikTok. I'm not going
to
be
well, no,
attention.
But you're having a
walk
conversation. It's like it's a place to go to do something. That you can then
do something else.
No, you have a distraction if you need it for when it gets like if it gets awkward, right? Like if you have a lulling conversation, hey, there's action happening.
You're like,
in front
hey,
of you.
That was a ball, right? Like
she goes, okay.
I'm just saying. Like, I feel like that's a decent one on a
two.
Nice night.
For a 2.5 hour first date seems like a long first date, especially if you're not feeling.
How long is dinner?
No,
bro. You're at dinner for 2.5 hours.
You never know.
No, man.
You might be going around walking like I took my now wife Anid on our first date was dinner. We went to dinner. It was a good hour and a half. Whatever.
Yep.
Then
that's
we
right.
went out. We walked. We talked.
But obviously you enjoyed her company.
Yes.
In the event you did not enjoy her company, what have you done? You would not have been out there for 2.5 hours.
No. I would have taken her straight to the car and drove her where she needed to go.
There's also not an easy exit for baseball as well. Like not if fair. Like... You're going to probably drive there together because not an event that you want to both pay for parking. If it sucks and it's the third inning, you're like, shit, like, they're still
driving. So baseball is a good, like, third date then?
Yeah, I think it's a better, like, third date because mm-hmm. there's not as much time. Like, for first date, there's too much time
that's
commitment.
Fair. That's
there's
fair.
Not an easy exit.
Right.
Even if, like, conversation gets dull, like, there's only
my statement.
So much going on respect to
Lucy,
baseball.
Lucy, if somebody asks you on a first date, you went to a baseball game.
I've been on a first date at a baseball game before.
And how was it, speaking from experience?
It wasn't the worst, but it wasn't the best.
There was
but
no
I,
exit.
I'm bad with like first dates because I'm really good at speaking. We all are. We do this for a living. So like I can talk to anybody. Doesn't mean I'm enjoying myself. It doesn't mean I'm having fun. So I can get through it, but sometimes it feels like work. But that one didn't feel like work.
Being on... In like our line of business, like people expect us to have to like always carry the conversation or always talk or always kind of like point stuff out. And there's times where you're on a date, you don't want to have to be on. Like it's the moment to have your significant other kind of be like,
yeah, you can kind of just turn off and
we just
they do their thing, you do
whatever,
your thing. Yeah, and you're watching.
Luckily, my wife is very like that where she can talk to anybody about anything with anything. So I can just kind of sit back. And the way you guys see me here is me being on, but like when I go home, I'm a totally different person.
Now that you mentioned your wife and how she's good talking to other people, how many times at an event, we've all done this, right? You introduce your significant other, hey, this is my girlfriend Juliana. You don't mention the other person's name. It's Juliana's job to get that name out.
Yeah.
Because you don't remember for shit.
Exactly.
Your job is draw that name out. She has to come in with a hi, and you are, and then hope that they say their name.
Yeah.
Because it really saves you.
That awkward waiting period between when your significant other does ask for the name and when that person who you know is you're supposed to know their name hasn't said it yet, though, it could be 2 seconds, but it feels like eternity. Because if no one asks the name, then it swings right back around to you to be able to make the
proper introduction. No, but that's what I'm saying. It's your wife's name to go, oh, and your name is?
Right, exactly.
Because
it's her
obviously if you knew the name, you would have said it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I just go with default. I'd be like, this is my baby. Look at her, drink her hand, and this is my dog.
You give him the Tiger Woods? What's up, big dog?
Big dog?
What's up, big
dog? What's buddy?
Number four.
Number four. Anything work or family related?
Gotta be higher on the
first
list.
First date at a work event.
It's low for a four.
First date?
Yeah. Who would ever do that?
A work thing.
Sociopathic.
A work thing is different. The family thing, definitely not.
Yeah.
If you had somebody invite you to a work thing, it's like automatic. This is not going a second date. This is a terrible position. No, it's terrible. Number three, any kind of concert or festival, I think.
Large commitment of time.
The part is the music. I'm trying to hear the music, and then she's trying to tell you something, and then like you
you're
know,
like,
Drake's about to do trophies. You know, I'm trying to relive 2016. Like, hey, stop. You know, like, don't talk to me right now. Mm. All right, number two, a very, very expensive fine restaurant.
Why?
First date, you don't want to set a bad precedent.
you know,
all of a sudden she wants $80 steaks every week. Can't be doing that. It's terrible.
I have a bit of a pushback on that just because I feel like you want to put your best foot forward, and if you can take your significant other or the date to a place that they end up really liking, it's like, oh, wait a second, this guy is a man of taste, of sophistication, of means.
That's a risky business, though.
Okay.
Because if it's a place you like personally, like say you take her to a place that's like kind of the middle of the way, but you really like it, and then it doesn't work out, now you just blew up your spot. Now you go back a month later, she's there with another dude. Some of these really good places, you got to gatekeep. These are for me.
I mean, yeah, you want to put your best foot forward, but you don't want to wear ugly shoes by taking her to Applebee's.
Well, I would never do that. I mean, I'm not a savage. Like, come on, please. Applebee's.
Ain't nothing wrong with Applebee's. Well, little Applebee's.
Thank you.
for two for 20.
Applebee's is still in 2008, though.
Yeah.
Like, you could walk into an Applebee's right now, and there will be, like, a picture of Justin Bieber and a Dwight Howard Magic jersey.
There's a lot of restaurants like that, though.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Yeah. It's never updated.
Damn.
Number one, we said it, the movies. There's no discussion.
I mean, there's a thing called dinner and a movie. You go to the dinner first and then the movie.
That brings me to my next question. Do you do dinner and the movie, or movie and then the dinner, because then you talk about the movie?
Would mean an early movie.
It'd be an earlier movie. Yeah, if you see a movie at like 7:30, it's an hour and a half long, you're out of there at 9:45, you get a late dinner.
You know the movie's never an hour.
The first day element of it is going to be like, I want to talk to you so bad when we sit here watching.
But if you do dinner first, so like my first date with my wife in college was dinner and a movie. And if you have an opportunity to talk for long enough beforehand.
Waterford
Movie Theater, yeah. And you know, really, really wine and dined her with Panera Bread as our
dinner. Did you go to Petland too in the same Waterford shopping center?
Oh, dude, I love that Petland. I could go on for days about the Waterford shopping center.
I know things about shopping malls.
That place was the best.
Connecticut shopping malls, Orlando shopping mall. Dude, I'm locked in.
But we went, and you have long enough to talk that then after you see the movie, date's over, now you have an immediate excuse to be able to talk about something. Like, if you want to continue the conversation,
you should have gone to 2J's.
Text the next day.
We
did go to 2J's plenty. Come on, Jewish guy.
There's
I was going to 2J's all the time.
I know things about shopping malls is one of your
Jeremiah's.
He said Connecticut shopping malls.
No, I said Orlando, too. Yeah, I just named it 14
places. No, he did. He just named a bunch of stuff. Look, Tony's right about this one.
Thank you.
He knew a lot about Waterford Shopping Center. But yeah, dinner
and about
the movie.
Plainville AMC that he's
But you guys will also, you'll laugh at the fact that our first date, because I am such a, like, pleaser, wanting everything to be perfect, like figuring out the right in between. There were a bunch of movies out, and there were some very serious movies, and there were some like raunchy comedies. And so I was trying to find like that perfect in between. And so my wife and I went to go see Thor 2.
That's the
as our first
between.
Date.
Ugh, the dark
I
world.
Was trying to find
Terrible
something.
Movie.
And the worst part about it, she had already seen it. And had never seen the first one, but saw the second one because a friend wanted to see it, and I had never seen the first one and didn't really care about seeing the second one, but just wanted something that was mild enough to where it wouldn't be something that would make the conversation awkward.
And
yet, here we are. We're married.
Really?
Panera Bread and Thor 2.
Did you know beforehand that she had already seen Thor 2?
No, she didn't tell me. Oh. So I asked, like, oh, how would that be? And because she is also a pleasing person, she was like, oh, sure, Thor 2's fine. And neither of us had interest in seeing it, so we just kind of awkwardly sat there.
Should have gone the Pita Pit across the street.
Pita Pit would have been good. No, that's a good point. Hummus House?
Hummus House was goat.
Hummus House is great.
Those chips?
Oh,
those,
my
like,
God. Outrageous.
Chips?
I would go and just get the chips.
Mel Kiper Jr. looked like a Thor bird. My bad. Neither here nor there.
I didn't see him. I wish I saw him.
Transition. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, Jeremy, I got to say, there wasn't really a lot out for you to see in October of 2013 when Thor the Dark World was released.
Yeah.
Gravity was out, 12 Years a Slave.
Okay, so you see why I chose Thor.
Yeah, not a lot. Captain Phillips. Also, Grace Unplugged, and another movie called Big Ass Spider was also
So available. Let's rescind our comments and realize I made the right decision.
Yeah,
I got to go.
Yeah. You made
Big
right
Ass
decision.
Spider would have been decent. Yeah, you know, Spider.
Hi, big. Billy. This all started because we were talking about like the worst possible first dates and how movies are bad first dates because you can't talk.
If it's the only thing.
Yeah, if it, that's right. What Roy had said. If you go to dinner, but then the question arose: do you do dinner and a movie, or movie and dinner? Because obviously, dinner gives you the opportunity to talk about the movie.
You do dinner first, and then you also like. So you do dinner first, and then it's if it's like you want to go to a movie, then you also get a good gauge as to whether or not dinner went well. If it's like, no, I don't.
Ooh,
no,
that would be brutal.
It's
to
like,
have the dinner.
Just,
oh, no,
I gotta go home.
I think I'll pass on the movie. Yeah. I'm tired. Oh, yeah. Brutal. It's 7
I'm
o'clock.
And wow. Give me a movie after dinner. It is action time. Like, it's action Jackson. Yeah. I already know what's going on. Yeah. Like, you feel me? You like me.
But there's so much that can happen. Like, what if dinner, like, you have a sensitive tummy. What if dinner settles bad?
No, you have to be smart about what you're eating.
Now dinner. In the middle of act two, you get a little rumble in the tummy. Now,
you got to be smart about it.
Yeah. Maybe you drank too much wine. You're peeing in the middle of this.
Well, but my dating days ended. Like,
yeah, a long time
ago. Pre-wine.
Oh, for you?
Pre-wine.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Really? You drank wine?
How old were you when you got married?
When I got married, I was, I think, 33.
Yeah, married.
And how long were you? So but you met your wife in your mid-20s, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we were together like 10 years or something before.
So it wasn't, you were drinking when you met her?
Yeah, but like, nah.
He was super. Going to Mr. Moe's, come on.
Yeah.
Mr. Moe's, an institution.
I saw something on social the other day where one of these like Miami food people were like, oh, in the Grove, you saw it too? Like in
the Hungry Post.
Hold on, wooden building. And I'm like,
time out.
Wooden building.
Patrillo.
Can we talk about something here? And I don't want to cause strife amongst, coworkers here.
Yes, you do.
Or unnecessary tension. But I went with Mike Fuentes to a food tasting event. And we plotted out an entire thing. And this was going to be my second. Lucy, I don't know if you know, you weren't here last year when I thought of this idea that I thought would be great. I wanted to come up with a series where I just did things with influencers who taught me how to be an influencer at said thing. So like I wanted to be a food influencer, I'd do something with a food influencer. They'd teach me how to like take pictures of food or whatever. I want to be a fashion influencer, whatever it is, a momfluencer, whatever it is, I would do something with those with that person and they'd show me how to do that. And then my idea was to make this a character where I was Influencer Billy and I was really becoming an influencer by pretending to be an influencer. And I even bought a shirt that said hashtag influencer that I wore like one time. And I thought this is going to be a great side hustle by like being a mock influencer, but then getting influencer income and revenue by doing this. This is my plan. And then we did a video last year and it ended up just being.
No, it was like a series of pictures. I don't know if it was a video.
Exactly. Yeah. It ended up just being pictures. So then this year I was like, you know what? This is my time to relaunch this idea. And Mike Fuentes knew this idea. So we went to this food event and we even came up with like a very, I was like, let me make this as simple as possible so we can get this out. So is it, before I even tell them what it is this ever going to get out? Okay, so this is what it is since this is never going
to
get out.
I have to clear my throat. Anyway, no, it's not. Okay, I'm going to tell you, that video is done. It's sitting on my timeline. It needs to be mixed down because the day we went to the event, that night, I got sick.
Yeah, I know.
And I was out for like 5 days.
I know.
And obviously, I didn't want to do a damn thing. But Billy, it's okay. The influence never stops.
But it was introducing the new ballpark food at Marlins Park this year, and they have played multiple games there already, and everybody's already done that. We missed the window. You got sick.
There's no
window.
We missed
the
window. You can post it tomorrow. You know what? By the time this gets posted on YouTube, that video will be on your Instagram.
I don't know that I'm going to retweet it or whatever it's called. I don't know that I'm collaborating.
I'll post it on my Instagram then.
So I do this whole thing. We're there. I'm eating all this food. I'm eating like, what was it? It was like crocodile hot dogs or something. All this stuff that they have. I had tummy issues with one of them. It was very spicy. And then I'm sitting around and I'm like, and I completely forgot about it. He's like, I got it. This is going to go out tonight. This is, I'm like, perfect. We got this tonight. Opening days in 3 days. Like, this is awesome. Like, I'm glad we kept this super simple. Like, if it ever does see the light of day, you're going to be like, this is the stupidest video I've ever seen. Cause like, that's how like dumbed down it was. Like, let's just get this out. Right. And then like at 11 o'clock at night, I was like, I don't know what happened to that video. And then I just forgot about it. And the next day I was like, that video should be up somewhere, but I wasn't in the office. And then the next day I came in, and by that point I'm like, where the hell is this video? Like, what's going on? Like, oh, Mike Fuentes is sick. I'm like, I'm never seeing that video.
It's done.
Never going to happen. Because he has this weird tension with Taylor that we've discussed many times where I think he would rather die than just hand something off to Taylor
I'd rather die than see Taylor succeed in anything.
Damn.
That's insane. Die right now.
I'd rather a meteor come ripping through this roof and strike me in the head than Taylor ever succeed at anything.
Why?
I just don't like.
That's messed up.
That is mean. That's mean.
Can I well, the video's already out. Can I tell you guys what the video was?
Might as well.
It'll be out by the time.
It probably won't.
Two
be,
days.
So I'll tell
no, no.
You
I'm gonna finish it today.
You finished it today. You said it was done.
It is done. I just have to mix the audio a little bit.
This whole video, and it's because I have a lot to learn as being a food influencer. So like, if you go and you know food influencers, they go, they take pictures. Like, oh my god, look at the aioli on this and blah blah blah.
You want me to hook you up with people?
No, I'm good. I'm
you sure.
Good. No, I'm good.
It seems like you're not good.
Well, I'm not good because my freaking people here don't ever put out the work that I do.
What if I do it first, and then I post it first, and then I just take that from you?
Wait, you're going to invent a time machine and go to an event that already happened?
No, but I start doing them at other places, and then I become Influencer Tony instead of
Mr. Steal Your Gig.
Well, well, well.
I understand what you're going for, but
Mr. Steal Your
respectfully,
Gig.
You lack a certain charisma.
Is that true?
You know what I mean?
Is that
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but... So anyways,
you staring, taking a picture with a big ass crocodile glizzy is what I'm lacking.
The whole thing was me just saying what it was, and I take a bite and go, and then I just go on to the next.
I'm telling you, it's done. It's brilliant.
The whole
it's
video.
Brilliant. That's the whole
video. I was like,
brilliant.
Ooh, crocodile with hot music. Dog. And I take a bite and go,
He goes,
And then I'd be like, goes, oh, mango margarita. Take a sip. And then just go on to the next thing.
Waffle fries.
The whole thing is like 45 seconds long. That's why I'm like, why did this take so long?
It's the whole thing. 53 seconds, okay?
I was even joking. 53.
So
what?
What were we talking about?
About
I don't know. You hijacked it.
No, I was going to go through it. So
malls?
I think. No, no, no. Oh, so okay. If you do the dinner first, movie after, it gives you a nice avenue for a little ice cream, late night ice cream. You take her to a late night ice cream spot. You guys dissect the movie. You get a little treat. Everybody heads hopefully to the same place. Come on, let me know. Come on now.
Are you talking about sex?
You're married.
That's what he's talking about, right?
Officer.
Yeah. I was talking about prayer circle, but he's talking about sex.
Oh, okay. I just said you end up going to the same place, the car.
Church is open late night.
Oh, the car, huh?
What are your thoughts on Froyo versus ice cream?
Ice cream always.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Juju?
I'm trying to watch my figure. I don't eat that.
Okay, but if you did, would you go Froyo or ice cream?
I don't know if I have ever had Froyo.
Oh, what?
It's frozen yogurt.
You've had Froyo.
What is Froyo?
It's basically like the frozen machine. Yogurt. It's like soft serve.
Yeah, frozen
kind of.
Yogurt. You know,
frozen
like the
yogurt.
Ones,
shortened.
Usually the swirl thing.
I've never had that.
No, no, I believe
really?
You.
I haven't had ice cream though either in a long time.
Oh, you haven't lived.
When you did have ice cream, what was your flavor?
The vanilla.
Vanilla. I like vanilla a lot. Like a good vanilla is.
When I got to college, the Neapolitan became relevant because you smoke enough, you'd be like, well, I guess I'll eat this chocolate.
Strawberry's not that bad.
Strawberry.
Right, wait a second, here. And then you put the spoon in the microwave.
Ooh. So instead of putting the ice cream in the microwave, you put the spoon in the microwave.
You feel me? It's like a sword cutting through like life.
Like butter.
Right, through King Arthur's just chest.
Yeah.
Are you a Froyo or an ice cream guy, Roy?
I'm an ice cream guy. I do like a good sherbet, and I like a good custard
sherbet.
As well.
You look like you like a good sherbet.
Yeah, good lemon sherbet.
You look like you know a guy named sherbet.
Sherbet.
Yeah.
Are you a Froyo or an ice cream?
No, ice cream.
Lucy, are you a Froyo?
I'm definitely ice cream, but I don't feel like Froyo is even an option anymore.
They all
opened
disappeared.
Up all these places.
They all disappeared.
Everything was Froyo. You couldn't find ice cream, and now all the Froyo is gone.
Big episode of Seinfeld about Froyo. Yeah.
And it's not free. I would like for it to come back.
I know of one Froyo place that I still go to.
The one in Sunset?
Sprinkles?
Mix the flavor. I go and I do like a chocolate and then I'll go with a tart. I try to go with opposite flavors and then I'll throw in there some cookie dough and then some hot Nutella fudge on top of it. And
the thing is,
here's the part where I'm crazy.
They do it by the weight. So you start putting stuff in there and it's a big $45
All right,
for a
so this is the trick and I'm a crazy person.
I love when Billy gets excited
this
about
is a
stupid
trick.
Ass shit.
I'm a crazy person.
Yeah.
So this place, and this is like a post-COVID world that we live in now. So like this place has all of the sides in like the little like ketchup looking dispensers that are like clear with like the little top, right? So then like the people that don't think about the fact that this is a weight game, what they do is they go and they get all their sides and they put it all on the scale. So it's all on there in all those separate containers. Not me, friends. What I do is I go and I pour it right into the thing, toss that container out because I'm not getting those extra ounces on there. You're charging me by ounce. I'm not doing that. And then I even went as far, because I'm crazy. I even went as far as I noticed that there were different cups at this place. Like there was the cup that was like the rainbow looking cup, and then there was like a solid blue cup, and then there was another one. And then when I looked at them next to each other, because they're all next to each other, I realized one is larger than the other. So then what I tried to figure out, because I'm, again, a crazy person, I looked up the company that makes the cup, and I then started researching where I could buy said cup, and I found the company, and I tried to calculate, divided by how many they are, the exact number of ounces to figure out when I go into a Froyo shop how much I'm down before I've even put ice cream in it.
Were the people like, why has this guy been here for 2 hours?
No, I just took a quick picture, and then okay. I did all this research.
You did
the
calculations at home.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We'll be back after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season to begin. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has got you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DAN, D-A-N. New customers bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DAN, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Guys, you know what time it is?
No.
Hammer time.
It's time for you. No one with me.
Betcha.
You betcha.
It's been a long weekend. It's only Wednesday.
Yeah, you betcha. Sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Now we've been on a soccer tip with you betcha. I learned something about soccer betting the other day.
What's that, Mike?
So I thought you could only do win, draw, loss. Okay, but apparently you can bet on no draws. And if it's a draw, it's a push on the bet. So it's either win or loss. I didn't know this. I saw that. So because of that, my bets have changed this week.
Wow.
Now I like Inter Miami, +115 on the road against Kansas City. I'll never bet against Inter Miami. Messi's too good. And because I like to do parlays, we're going to do FC Cincinnati coming off a tough loss, 1-2 against the New York Red Bulls. I picked them last week, so I expect them to have a bounce back this week. You can get them for 105 against Montreal from Canada.
Yeah, we know what Montreal is.
Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
+419 for the parlay, and that's you betcha. But Tony,
said he's going to give me an extra leg.
MMA one.
Yeah.
A little doubleheader on you betcha this
I'm going to give you a little extra parlay ski here. We're going to go UFC 300, by the way. Massive card. Probably the biggest one they've ever had.
300.
Big round. Charles Oliveira, legend, DuBronx, legend of the game, is fighting Armin Sarukian, up-and-comer in the lightweight division. Right now, DraftKings Sportsbook. Has the GOAT, one of the GOATs in this division, Charles Oliveira, DuBronx, as a +185 dog. I am taking DuBronx to upset the rising. I don't know how to pronounce his nickname, but his name is Armin Sarukian. I'm taking Charles Oliveira +185.
Nice.
Do you want to say that, or do you want me to?
No, that's it. You betcha.
You betcha.
How do you not know his nickname?
I want you to look up. How to pronounce it, because...
Why don't you just avoid it? If you don't know how to do it, just don't bring it up.
Well, because I know his name. What's his name?
Armin?
Sarukian. T-S-A-R-U-K-Y-A-N.
I got it. Luckily, there's not a lot of guys named Armin Sarukian. Yeah.
Please look at his nickname and see if you can pronounce it for me, because...
Oh, the nickname is what I'm looking at?
Yeah.
So you know for a fact Sarukian's his last name.
No, I know for a fact that's how you pronounce his name. What I don't know is how to pronounce his nickname. It's like a word with an A.
It's Chad.
His nickname is Chad?
Yeah, that was easy.
It's Ryan.
Wow.
His nickname is, I'll spell it out for the audience.
Can you try to pronounce it?
A-K-H-A-L-K-A-L-A-K-E-T-S.
How do people get nicknames like the Style Bender?
Yeah.
You create it.
Okay.
Akal Kalakets.
Yeah. Juju, were you insulted?
Can't just call him Steve?
Were you insulted when you found out that they were ranking basketball players in this office and creating teams, and they did not put respect on your name. They did not rank you at the top of this list.
This is my first time hearing of it.
Really?
Yeah, I had to travel. I've been traveling, so I don't know what you're talking about, kinda.
Well, so here's the deal. Taylor and I think Jeremy, I don't know who it was, somehow they were over there the other day, and they were talking about having a 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
Yeah.
And then the two of them amongst themselves decided to go around the office and rank who they believe to be willing participants in this basketball tournament.
Yeah.
And then divide the teams amongst, they were trying to make the teams as even as possible based on the skill set that they assigned to everyone in this office.
Jeremy and Taylor was responsible for this?
Yes.
That's your answer.
Jeremy and Taylor.
I also put respect on their name. They probably thought of me and was like, bro, Drew ain't got time for this bullshit. We ain't finna play with his name like that. So they just probably left me out in that because they know I ain't necessarily moving for nothing less than a couple of dollars. You feel me? I ain't
right.
Get out here and play with y'all. Yeah. Last time I did that, me and Jessica Smetana beat the dog breaks off of Chris Cody and Roy.
Well, Roy was playing a different game, though. Roy was playing baseball.
I heard Roy was hammering the ball. Yeah, like, he didn't understand the rules. Yeah.
Yeah, I do things with full power. I'm sorry.
Hell yeah.
But well, yeah, I will drag everybody. I mean, in my opinion, I think I would beat everybody in here in basketball, but
I believe
neither here nor there.
They had you in the middle of the pack. Oh, there it is right up there.
Right now, yeah.
So, no, that's not the rankings. They changed the rankings and they put you at number 2 behind Tony, which was not the rankings.
No, that really?
Right. Put the out of sight, out of mind.
No, this was the original rankings that showed up on the show.
They put Matthew Kugler in there. Yeah. My name's nowhere near this list.
Well, I've never seen you dribble. They knew you didn't want to play.
Yeah, I said I didn't want to play. Yeah.
So then why would you be
Roy ready? Wants to be on the list, even though Taylor just told him he said he's not playing.
I'm just saying, just in case, but yeah.
Don't basically feel offended that you weren't.
Why is Lucy not on this damn list?
I don't really know what we're talking about, and I don't particularly care. Put me on the list, put me not on the list. I don't care.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry, Lucy.
Jeremy at 4
really
feels high.
Jeremy at 4
feels crazy.
I'm insulted by that.
Damn.
He said he has a jumper. He would not guard me.
He said sometimes he has a jumper, which I don't know what that is supposed to mean. Yeah,
either have it or you don't.
Really, the part that insulted me the most was that I was behind a mean.
You're 11.
Yeah, out of 12.
The only thing,
Jess is last because she told them she had never played basketball before.
That's the thing. These lists, like, that's a good example. Like, who making these lists? Like, at the end of the day, like, salute to the list makers, salute. But this is exactly what happened in sports as well. Like, we'd be like, oh, LeBron James. He'd be like, well, who the fuck is Himbo? Like, give a damn about Himbo.
Shout
like,
out to Himbo.
What did Himbo damn do? Like, so these lists, we gotta take these lists with grains of salt and just let some action prove these details.
All I can do is just play defense and foul people. That's pretty much it.
That's why.
Yeah, we're all friends here.
Yeah.
All right, I have an update on the pronunciation, Tony.
Okay.
I'm going to play for you.
All right.
Akalakalaki.
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 Can I get a definition of what that means?
So apparently.
Can you use it in a sentence?
It apparently has something to do with his hometown. And like, he's a native of this hometown.
Damn.
So it's where he was born. So it's not really as exciting as we thought. He wasn't like a butcher as a child or anything like that.
Huh.
Yeah. No, you know, the guy worked in a butcher shop when he's a kid. Now he's a butcher, you know, or he's, you know, Bob the Butcher Brand or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's how most of these nicknames come from, I feel.
Billy, when was the last time you picked up a basketball to play recreationally?
Oh, 10 years at least.
Okay. So yeah, you're about right at 11.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Billy is one of two D1 athletes here, though.
Buddy,
that's a thing.
In a sport that doesn't involve a ball. If we were playing whatever it is that Billy did, what was it again?
Pole vaulting.
If we were doing pole vault rankings, yeah, Billy would be at the top.
No, he'd be number one. But he's not. He doesn't want to be number one. He just says he's too low.
No, I don't want to be number one. I'm not number one. I know I'm not number one.
I'm number damn one. I don't give a damn about that.
They put that man right next to his number one, which is.
I mean, that's because he gets 10-day Tony. He gets
every once in a while.
Improve. We've seen him play basketball, so I get it.
Even though I don't really see him play basketball. What I see is on Instagram a lot of videos of him showing like shooting wide open jumpers in a gym. I never see him dribbling. Never see him going in a hole. Never see him packing anybody. All I see is him jogging down the court. He catches the ball in the corner and he drives.
Never seen your ass shoot a damn jumper.
That's why I'm saying I'm exactly where I belong.
He's defending you, Juju. He's defending you.
I'm here helping Juju get to one, and then he comes right at me.
Dude, this guy took 13,000 steps yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, I did. Such fitness god.
We ain't got to start hating to get the number one. We'll get the number one regardless. But my boy Tony, he be out there playing his heart out, bro. They be stroking.
I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying the highlights I see are a lot of just corner threes when there's like a Gordo coming down and he gives it to Tony in the corner. Tony hits a wide open three and he jogs back.
A fat person.
Fat guy.
Disrespectful.
He did say he plays in a 40 and older league, which is weird because he's not 40.
That's not what I've said. I've never played.
You have said that. You said you play in Nicky Jam's league that's 40 and over.
No, in the same league, but not in the same division. It was courts. The league is called Courtside.
How quickly the story changes.
Nicky Jam was here, and he did not say hi to you at all. Like, he did not recognize you from this league.
Because I don't play in his division.
Right. I see too many people. Wrong with that.
I don't play in his division, Billy. That's why he wouldn't know me.
Yeah, Dan doesn't say hi to me like half a day.
If I tell him, I play at Courtside, he'd be like, oh, yeah, what's up? But I don't play in the division.
Let's start a baseball or softball list, and we'll see where that goes.
That's something I'm surprised we haven't done.
We don't have enough people to play to field a two-team softball.
That's the problem with baseball, softball in general. We can't just go play right now. If we wanted to go play basketball, a six could go right now, and we're there.
If we're going to be really honest about it, do we really all like each other enough to commit to being on a team together?
No, because I know that you won't be there.
I mean, I love Juju and Tony and Roy and you too, even though you're dying not to be my friend.
But not me. Yeah.
I love Lucy.
I think we can improve in that area, bro. I feel like we don't do enough of linking up, bro. We be here in the same city with all these ideas, and we be more concerned with beating traffic than goddamn being friends. So I think that's a cultural, it's like heat culture. I think Melbourne culture needs some work because I come in here bright-eyed, bushy-tailed because I live in Atlanta every time, and I be looking at y'all. Y'all be like, hey, fuck out my face. Hey, what's up, Jew? Hey,
I never said that.
Yeah, you know I mean? Y'all don't be having no energy to hang out and be friends, man. I like hanging out with each and every one of y'all.
There's a bar upstairs.
The only time everybody gets together is when, hey, Bimmel's upstairs at the bar. All right, let's go. That's the only time I can get everybody on the same page to do something.
Don't have to pay for the drinks. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
I mean, I think we can love each other a little more, man. Like, or at least come up with like some community events for each other or something, man, because you never know how long we're going to be here, bro. If something happened to me tomorrow, I don't want y'all to be sitting here talking about, that was my actual friend. Nah, y'all didn't answer my phone calls. Like, I'm that type of person. Like, let's live the life that we really want to, like the flowers and stuff that we going to get when we pass. Bro, my sister Lucy's sitting right there. She look bored as a thousand. I'm trying to, I don't know how to get her involved, but yeah, I care about you, Lucy. I'm sorry you got to sit through these conversations. Lucy, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Look.
Origami technique.
How do we start? Is that the number or the letter?
Yeah, the letter, but I don't have like answers, you know? Like you need a prompt.
Yeah, I have answers, yeah.
So like I haven't made one of these in probably, how old am I? 25? 15 years. So give me a letter between A, B, C, and D.
D.
D. A, B, C, D. Okay, now give me a number 1, 2, 6, or 5.
2.
1, 2. Okay, same 1, 2, 6, or 5?
6.
6. And your answer is? I don't have a prompt. It would have been really cool if I had one.
Nice.
So maybe think of prompts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe that's what we can work on.
I like it.
As a team.
Right. Yeah. See what I'm saying? We should all sit around one day and let's go through this with Lucy. Man, that's our sister. Let's support her.
The text message kind of killed the note passing game in high schools, right? It has to have now.
Yeah. Nope. Unless your school doesn't allow phones.
No way.
Just me.
There's no way people are passing notes in high school now that text messages exist.
Bro, you get your phone took like that. I don't think you can play them games.
Mm-mm. I don't.
Not until the end of the semester.
Notes to people.
They can't legally do that.
Take what? Your phone.
Well, I'm sure there's some
until the end of the semester. They can't do that.
Right. That's neither here nor in Florida, I guess. I don't know what's. Y'all the Wild Wild West down here. I don't know what you can do or not.
That's true.
That was always a ploy for the teacher to be like, "Oh, you'll never have it." And I'm like, "My mom pays for it. What are you?"
I guarantee you,
she'll rush down to the school and take that.
I guarantee
phone
you,
back.
In an hour, I'll have that phone back.
Yeah. I come from days I got paddlings in school, like actual.
I used to go to a private school and I got hit.
You feel me?
I have a tease.
Ooh. Oh boy!
I can't even say when it's for because I don't know what the answer is. I have a tease for the next mystery crate that I'm on with Jess because we were having a conversation in the makeup room.
So the next one, so not this one, the next one?
The next one, well, if we're both here. If not, then it's going to have to be the one after that. Hmm. Because it's a conversation that we were having in the makeup room. And she told me that I was not allowed to talk about this on the main show, but gave me the green light to talk about it on Mystery Crate. Mm. But I can't talk about it unless she's here.
Nice. Or if you forget.
It's a great question, because I'm very likely going to forget, because this happened like 2 days ago.
How about you just tell us, and then we'll pretend like we don't know, and then when it gets brought up, we'll all act surprised.
Right, like Mina Kine's gift.
Yeah, did anyone ever figure out that we did that?
No.
The perfect
I rewrapped it so perfectly that it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And it was wallpaper, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I wonder where that is.
It's right here.
No, the actual wallpaper.
Probably in the trash. Yeah, I would think.
Up somewhere. Tell us what it is.
There's a backstory here, but the result of the backstory and the conversation is I think I want to hang out with her dad.
Mm. With Jess's dad?
Yeah.
Her dad is cool.
Have you met him?
I have met him.
Really?
Yeah. His name Cliff?
He's very much a dad. I don't know how else to describe him. Like, he's very dad.
Randy?
Yeah.
He was nice enough to give me a master's cap.
I believe it's Mark.
What? Wait, you met her dad and he gave you a gift?
Never met him, but he gave me a gift.
You got a gift? I didn't get a gift.
Yeah. He went to the master's, he bought some stuff, and Jessica asked him to get a cap for me. And
he definitely listens to this, so he's going to hear us talking about this.
The context,
I appreciate
the context of this.
Sorry, Mark.
Is something...
I don't know if it's Mark
100%. Oh, damn it.
That's why I said Mrs. Smetana.
The context of Mr. S is... She was talking about Mr. S and something that he wants to do. And I was like, I would love to do that with Mr. S. Not that I've been invited to or would ever be invited to do that with Mr. S, but I would like to do that with Mr. S.
Right.
So with zero context, we have no idea what it is. We have no idea what to say to you.
I don't know
you just want to do with
how
Mr.
much
S.
I can reveal is why she would have to be here is the thing. Because I don't want to put anyone in a bad spot.
Well, if it's you, I know it's something that also a 60-year-old man would like to do. So is it like a fishing trip?
Well, what is that
it
supposed
is Mark.
To mean?
You're
it's
an
Mark
old person.
Confirmed.
That's what that means.
Well, what's that supposed
to mean? Oh, it's
Mark? What's that supposed to mean?
Because Mark
Smetana.
Mark is probably not going to do something that is way younger than him and something that you wouldn't like to do anyways.
Well, you just said if it's something you want to do, it's something a 60-year-old would want to do. I don't know what that's supposed to
mean.
That's
supposed to mean that you like to do. You have hobbies of 60-year-old men.
I don't have hobbies, period.
You're too busy for
I've
hobbies.
Actually, like, in therapy over the years, like, therapists, like, you need a hobby. I'm like, I know.
Yeah,
I
this
can't
show's done
pick
that to
one.
You.
What do you want me to do? It's difficult. How do I choose a hobby? I don't know what to do.
Just try stuff out.
It takes so much time and effort, though.
Yeah, think about it.
I'd rather
it,
just be miserable.
Whatever makes you happy or miserable. I don't know.
Here. I agree.
Billy's like the Grinch.
Before or after their heart grew three sizes?
No, we're still
before.
We're still waiting for your heart to grow three sizes. But it feels like Billy's the Grinch in the sense of that they want to invite him to things, but then he's like, ooh, nobody invite me anywhere, but also please invite me because I like the invite. Even if I don't go, I still want the invite to know that you guys thought of me. And then we invite him, and then he doesn't show up. But then the one time he does show up, it's the greatest thing of all time. He's happy. His heart grows another size. The rest of us are happy. But then... he doesn't say bye to us. He leaves.
Damn.
An Irish exit. Billy Gill.
That's a perfect description.
I revealed something earlier that Lucy overheard. I was talking to Kristen. So it's kind of what you're saying is like, I don't want to be invited to this thing, whatever, right? We have here like a calendar that's shared with everyone. And I deleted my birthday from the calendar.
Why? You don't want
his
the cake?
His birthday's coming up. His birthday's very soon,
you know,
actually.
Or it passed already. Who knows?
No, it didn't.
what is this life that y'all see?
I will not be telling you what it is, but I do know.
What is the hell is wrong with y'all? Are y'all not happy to be like, bro, we have just, life, health, and strength, friends,
and we're getting paid?
I get it, though. I'm not a birthday person.
Yeah, like, I don't like the whole to-do.
Billy's birthday's tomorrow.
I understand
no, or passed already.
To go out of your way to do that, it's like, bro.
I think it's the 12th.
Well, I just saw it and I was like, I don't want a whole thing.
No, you don't want to. Because
there's always pomp and circumstance.
Brother, we need to take every opportunity we can up here to celebrate each other, man. And if that gives us an excuse, don't rob us of that. We love you, bro.
I just don't like the celebration.
He doesn't like the
celebration.
Okay,
for
honestly,
us, not you.
No, I'm with Billy. I don't really like my birthday either. And I think you should spend your birthday
again.
How you
is
want.
Fucking bullshit. Like, okay, guys, we can. My bad.
What?
It's like, bro, y'all are the saddest folks. Like, brother, we are so alive and we are, like, I'm just more blessed to be, I don't know. I don't be around folks like y'all that often. So when I come down here and hear the things y'all say about you guys itself, it just doesn't seem uplifting. Like, brother, I love you, brother. Like, we had so many comments. Bro, I love you, bro. For real.
I love you too.
Lucy, you my actual friend. You feel me? Like, I don't have no vitriol against y'all. I be wanting to celebrate y'all every chance I get because I live in Atlanta working alone every single day. Yeah. I don't get to be around nobody. My job is to be alone. So when I get to be around y'all, bro, this shit be fun. I wish y'all could have more love for yourselves, man. Give yourselves more grace.
Are you planning on moving down here?
It seems like a fun fucking place to be, but I mean, they want me to move down here, but my whole thing is, if I move down here, bro, I need my peace and my energy, bro. I want to be able to come down here and help the show and be around people who want to help me become a better person. Let's go hang out. Let's go boat. Let's do shit. Let's create content. Let's be human. I don't give a damn about being mad. Like, that shit can stay outside somewhere. I don't got no complaints with none of my coworkers, man. All of y'all selves, I just want to help celebrate y'all.
Well, moving to this city is not at all about peace, so you're probably not going to get it through this city, but I know you're going to get it through us, so that'd be nice if you actually went.
Don't move to Broward, though.
What?
Please do not move to Broward. That shit's
Broward sucks.
Come on!
Yeah, they don't want to go to Broward.
I live in Broward.
Terrible.
That shit's ass.
Broward's terrible.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot for that. I appreciate it.
I mean, hey, somebody had to say it. I can't have Juju moving to Broward. I can't do that to my boy.
You can go to Panthers games.
That's worse.
Why? Hey!
I be wanting to go to the Panthers game and all them games, bro. Like, it be sounding fun to me. I ain't never been to a hockey game before. At all. I ain't never did a lot of stuff before. So I just be, you know what I mean, experiencing that shit with friends. That shit be fun to me. You feel me?
The Panthers arena is... Lucy, have you been?
No. Nope.
To Sunrise Panthers game?
Mm-mm.
Do you even know, like, where it is?
Sunrise.
Yeah.
Wow, you actually knew.
Well, you said Sunrise.
No, I know. Where is
you
it?
Said
you know
in the
where
question,
it is?
Sunrise, that's up north.
Yeah.
Up north. I drove to West Palm Beach to see a friend once, so I've taken the journey.
All right, so it's not as far.
Treacherous roads.
It's basically like the Everglades.
Yeah, it's the Everglades. Yeah, it's out west.
Like, they stop like building like right there. The rest of it's Everglades.
Yeah.
We could take Judo a game one day.
Yeah.
I would love that for sure. I'm into experiencing stuff now, bro. I done sat in my house too damn long, bro. That pandemic was long as hell. And my job right now is more still of the same. Just sitting at the house watching y'all, what I think is the most fun I've ever seen. FOMO than the motherfucker every day. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would love to do more.
Yeah.
With people who want to do shit too with me. Like, I'm sorry, I don't want to force myself on folks who don't give a damn. Like, it sounds like I'm forcing myself.
No, you are not forcing yourself on anybody. No. It's better than going to the putt shack, I can tell you that, though.
Where'd the putt shack come from?
There's an indoor mini putt.
No, I know what it is, but where did it come from? Like, why did you say putt shack?
Oh, because there's a putt shack in Atlanta, and now there's one in Brickell, and now there's one up in Dania Beach. And he actually told me about the putt shack, and I was like, hey, we got one down here now. It's like,
nice.
Yeah.
It's a putt shack guy? Place.
Yeah, putt shack be the move, man. You can get your little drink and a little putty putt.
Yeah.
And a little something.
Can you tell me about the nothing personal?
Man, that was love, bro. David Sampson, he had the people.
He had the live show down there?
Yeah. Him and Dan Ugler. It was beautiful to see him in that element without the hater element, like with Dan.
Yeah, without the villain, the villain element.
Right, he was upset. You could tell he was so happy. His feet were just swinging off the chair. He was happy as hell, bro. Salute to Dave. Man.
Good for him.
What do you have you do? Because I saw you on stage for a sec, like in one of the pictures. But
yeah, we're just talking, like interview style, like, you know what I mean, like South Beach session, kind of like just talking about our experiences and how it feels to work with Dan and some of his stuff.
How's the crowd? Good.
The crowd, you know what I mean? It's humble beginnings, you know what I mean?
It's beta testing.
Okay.
Right.
It's beta testing, yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good enough crowd to where you didn't want to mess up on stage. The stage felt like a stage.
Man, yeah.
I know we got a great amount of listeners, so, yeah. The episode come out tomorrow. If this come out on Friday, yeah, come out tomorrow.
Okay, so Saturday. It's coming out on Saturday. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, very good.
I like Dave. I know it's unpopular to like him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's... We can all have different opinions. It's okay.
Right.
You know?
Like, I like Dave, too.
That's kind of how the world works. Like, the world works when everybody has a difference of opinions. Yeah, we all have the same opinion. The world ceases to spin on his axis, kind
right.
of.
I consider Dave a friend. I mean, he does the same hobby that he does as far as marathon running. My wife does as well, so there's a connection there. You know, he's a nice guy. You know, don't let the whole occupation situation fool you with him being the former Marlins president and everything. Like, and like, it's a, I wouldn't call it a bit because he is hateable, but yeah, I mean, he's a good guy.
But man, even then, like, when I was watching the Marlins when I like, cared about baseball, like, I didn't think I'd be sitting here
right,
talking to the guy who I would be looking at being like, damn, it's a guy who's like on a level like so high above that I would never right. interact with this person. Now I got his phone number. I talk to him. I see him here. We give each other a dap and a hug, whatever. It's cool to see that. Like, when you talk about seeing stuff on screen
yeah.
and then you actually get to do it, like you being on the stage right, in front of people bro. Just kind of shooting the shit, it's something you never saw from where you were
right.
5 years ago.
Right. I think that's my problem too. I'm still living with the mentality of years ago, thinking I'm just like, everything is such a blessing, bro, to me. Like, we could be working at a forklift job. We could have
I mean, all I our did. Same. I used to.
You feel me? We could have all our same problems and all our same shit, but we could be working jobs that aren't glamorous. And for us to get to talk on the microphone for a living, bro, and actually, like, give takes and be around these athletes and stars, man, like, bro, we so blessed, man. And I want to just exude that every second of my day.
That'll do it for another Mystery Crate. We got 30 seconds left. I can say that this yesterday was the last episode of Montgomery & Company on Levitone & Friends because Miami was today, and we got the hockey show today.
We've got UFC 300 MMA Hangout live from Grails in Wynwood. Lucy, I'd imagine I'd see you there.
Potentially. I'm going to New York for the WNBA draft, and I don't know what day we're leaving. Okay. But
potentially
if it's
on
Sunday,
Saturday.
I'll be there Saturday.
It's Saturday night.
I will be there if I'm in town.
Juju, you got anything?
Yeah, I'm going to the WNBA draft as well. You feel me? Support my dog Tony, though, for sure. MMA Hangout Cuervo, you got to know, man.
Yeah.
Man, my dog doing big thing. Tony, two nights, too, man. Come on, man. Salute.
Okay, goodbye.